The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. We are very happy to be able to welcome back onto the program. He is a sports columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times, covers just about everything. We like being able to talk with him about college football and college basketball. He is Steve Greenberg joining us. Steve, we'll get to that in a second, but you're in Chicago. I can't help but ask you to start things off with, what is it like right now covering a Bears team that they've been dysfunctional at times, but it feels like right now they have found a new pinnacle of dysfunction?
They check all the boxes, Matt, on that front. There's no question. And kind of the perfect part about it, the bow on all of it, if you will, is that Matt Eberflus, the coach, it's just really not good at the whole media thing. So he has a way of losing the press conference when times are bad by just obfuscation, by not being straight, by not calling a problem what it is, by belaboring the weirdness of it all. And so it just gets worse. It happened when Justin Fields was here, and that was a constant subject. It happened as Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, was failing, and it lingered. And now it's going to be Eberflus's turn to, you know, do that if he desires to continue to make it hard to talk to him about, you know, his own job status, because he's a lame duck. He's the proverbial coaching dead man walking, nothing short of the extraordinarily unlikely turn of events that would be like actually beating the Packers, actually beating the Lions, winning division games, and going from what's now 4-5 to making the playoffs. Nothing short of that can save him. And really, there's just essentially no chance of that happening.
We have seen bad teams in the NFL just eat up and spit out good prospect quarterbacks, where if a young quarterback is going through head coach after head coach, coordinator after coordinator, they just never get a chance to be good. And these early years for young quarterbacks are so important. Is there, forget what's happening with the team right now, how much worry is there right now about Caleb Williams getting caught into that kind of cycle?
Well, you know, when there's different people coaching, there's a different GM, there's a team president who wasn't there when they drafted Fields or when they drafted Mitch Trubisky. So some of it is coincidence, okay? Some of it. But there's also a lot to the idea that starting from ownership, the standard of the Chicago Bears is not what it is in Pittsburgh. It's not what it is in Green Bay and other places we could name, where, you know, you can count on things being done in a professional way, in a winning way. And so the Bears have never been like that. So there's, you know, I look at it kind of both ways. Caleb Williams isn't Fields, isn't Trubisky, and he's got different people leading him. Next year, he'll have entirely different coaches. But I worry about him a lot. I think everybody does because of who's around him now. You know, for Trubisky, it was the Matt Nagy coaching regime that let him down. But it was substandard, and it was obvious that the Bears were out-coached regularly. And if you think about it, although they haven't played a division game yet, if you just think about what they have in Minnesota, in Detroit, in Green Bay, they'll be at a coaching disadvantage in every single game, and games of import. And so it's got to take a toll on Caleb Williams' development, not to mention getting sacked as much as he's being sacked, running for his life. It's two-sided. It's development in the every day other than Sunday, and it's physical of getting knocked around and never really having time to process an offense because he's under constant pressure. So is there a chance of this ending like it did with the last two number one picks? Absolutely. But Williams came in with a higher reputation, a perceived higher ceiling, better tools, all those things. I guess at this point, I think he still has every reason to end up in a better spot relative to those two other guys. But it's still the Bears, and you're right to question it.
We're talking with Steve Greenberg from the Chicago Sun-Times. Switching over to Illinois football, throughout the course of the season, they all kind of the toss-up games they had won, and then the games you expected them to lose against really good teams like Penn State and Oregon, they lost until they played Minnesota, and that felt like more of a toss-up game, and they lost that one. They're coming off an off weekend. They're still having a really good season at 6-3, but was this a good regroup moment? Because we can kind of look at the Minnesota game as being the first time that you could argue they maybe should have won a game or could have won a game and didn't?
Yeah, in 2022, you'll remember, Matt, they were 7-1, and then they lost at home as favorites against a losing Michigan State team. And then they lost at home in a sort of toss-up-ish game, but that they were favored in against Purdue. And it just kind of went off, you know, opportunity lost. And then the next year they had a 5-7 season, and so this was a flimsy 6-1 start in considering Illinois has no history of hasn't won 10 games since 2001. You know, is it a mirage? And I think maybe what we saw against Minnesota is that to some extent it still is. It's a favorable schedule. You know, they make a big deal out of having won three top 25 games, and not many teams out there can say that. But the opponents, you know, were Kansas, which turned out to be what we've seen, a losing team, Nebraska, which has become a train wreck, and Michigan at the time, which, of course, none of those three teams gets any votes anymore, let alone is ranked. So those wins were kind of soft, and Penn State, Oregon, different stories. Minnesota really pushed Illinois around up front. So I think any game for the Illini is going to be really hard to win at this point. They could still win the last three. I mean, it's a friendly schedule. It has been the whole way. And they've got, you know, Michigan State at home, go to Rutgers, play Northwestern at Wrigley Field. You could be looking at 9-3, maybe the world's least compelling 9-3, but they could get there. And that would be for Brett Bielema a high at Illinois. And it would, you know, go all the way back several coaches to the best season that the Illini had under Ron Zook, which would have been the last time they won 9 games. It's happened once in nearly a quarter century. So maybe it'll happen again. And I do think, you know, recruiting is supposedly coming along. Bielema feels great about that. He does feel like he's building. So, but we're in a time in college football when you either make the playoff, or you're irrelevant. Missouri's going to be going through the same reality. Mm-hmm. Better team than Illinois, but if they don't get there, same reality.
Yeah, the college football playoff rankings will be coming out later on, and we'll take a look at them. I don't know about you. I am most intrigued by this gaggle of two lost teams right now. We're talking Alabama and Ole Miss and Georgia and Texas A&M. That's, there's a lot of SE teams there, but even Clemson and Colorado and Kansas State, like schools like that, that, and I guess we can throw Missouri in there as well. They're 7-2. I don't think anybody's really thinking about them. Like, all these teams have two losses. Some group of those teams are likely to find their way into this playoff, and I just don't know how to differentiate them right now.
And it doesn't matter if you differentiate them right now. I mean, it doesn't matter that the committee will differentiate that right now, because they're all still, you know, they're all still going to lose. They're all still going to play in these games that will define every week who can make conference championship games. If you're a two-loss team and you don't make your conference championship game and you're not Alabama or Georgia, you know, or by this point, maybe Ohio State. I don't know if there are any other teams on the list. You're not going to make the playoff. Maybe Ole Miss, you know, or Texas. I mean, a lot of SEC in that scene. But these teams are going to have to get to conference championship game, which is in the SEC is going to be incredibly hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can talk about this, you know, glut of teams. Yes, I mean, you just named all these teams that could still make the SEC title game, and you didn't name all of them. but you still have to get to that game. The incredible thing is, if, you know, anybody who gets to that game and wins it, boom, you got a bye in the first round of the playoff, which is crazy. But yes, it is still, there's so many questions still. I mean, you know, the ACC. Some team, SMU, Clemson, Miami, is going to have a top four bye into the quarterfinals and won't be nearly good enough to deserve it, unless Boise State winds up passing the eventual. Like, let's say, you know, Clemson or ends up winning that league with something like three losses, and is Boise State going to pass Clemson and get the auto by to the quarters? So it's going to end up, there's so many things that can happen. I'm interested in watching it tonight, but it's crazy to say in mid-November, but it's still too early to make, you know, to make much out of it.
Last thing for you, and for folks that read you in the Sun-Times, your college basketball preview piece, it dropped earlier today at the Sun-Times website. College basketball season officially already is underway. You talk a lot about Illinois. Illinois right now is the top team receiving votes in the AP poll. They're a little bit higher when it comes to the coaches poll. Do you like this group that Brad Underwood brings in this year?
I'll tell you what I like about it as somebody who writes about Underwood and Illinois is, you know, everybody's question about Underwood, nobody questions his work ethic because he's, you know, he's a maniac. He's in a good way. Nobody questions his recruiting. I mean, he was in the portal dealing with that as early as the Big Ten tournament, losing sleep and burning the candle at both ends. And, you know, he recruits very hard. He motivates hard. He screams and yells and coaches hard. And the guys who end up playing do play for him. But can he get a team to execute and beat really good teams? That has been hard. At Illinois, there's been a ceiling. They kind of crashed through it last season when they got to the Elite Eight, but then they played UConn and, you know, an experienced, impressive Illinois team gave up like a 30-point run in that, completely fell apart, where Underwood, you could just look at that and say, my God, was he outcoached. So this season, after that long preamble, the entire roster's new, full of disparate parts, portal veterans, one potential one-and-done freshmen, two of them, Will Riley and Kasparis Yakachonis, who Illinois doesn't do the one-and-done thing. They've got two guys who might fit that description. And just so an array of pieces, none of whom have played together before, but with a very high ceiling. Like, this team shoots the three potentially as well as any team in the country. They have incredible length, incredible athleticism. It's the most talented team Underwood has ever coached. I believe that. And I don't think it's close.
Hmm.
But can he pull them all together? He's never had to do that before. He's certainly never done it at an elite level when you look at, you know, the national picture. And that's what I want to see. Can he do that? If he can, he steps up into the, I think, you know, because of how much Illinois has won in the Big Ten. He's won more than even Matt Painter in the last 5 or 6 years in the conference. He becomes a real made guy in that league. But if he can't, then I'll still have questions about Underwood.
Steve Greenberg is a sports columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times. You follow him on Twitter at SL Greenberg. Steve, appreciate you taking some time with us. Look forward to catching up with you again.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Down the line.
You got it, Matt.
All right, very good. Steve Greenberg with us on the program. Read him in the Chicago Sun-Times. Head to their website, chicago.suntimes.com, and does a great job, not just covering Chicago sports, but doing a lot of national stuff when it comes to college football, college basketball. All right, we'll jump back into Blues hockey. They are getting ready for their matchup against the Boston Bruins tonight. What did Drew Bannister have to say after morning skate today? We'll go through that coming up in just a moment on what's a, I think, pretty big game for the Blues this evening. That conversation is next here on KMOX.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.